Okay, we will start our post-race press conferences for tonight's 7th annual Buckle Up in Your Truck 225, and we're here with the runner-up driver of the 99 Chigo Beat the Heat Chevrolet, and that's Brandon Jones. Brandon, match a career best, runner-up finish, really close there at the end. Can you maybe talk about those closing laps and trying to catch the four?
Yeah, I'm dying for a win right now for sure. So we definitely wanted it. I was trying everything I could possibly do to get around the four at the end. I was trying to play a couple mind games with him. I know he was, they were in his ear telling him, where I was running at, and having him trying to make me follow him throughout the straightaways and stuff, trying to slow my runs down. So, eventually there, I finally started just holding my line. And you see, him trying to move around stuff and trying to mess us up a little bit. So it was all fun and games for sure. I enjoyed it. It was a great truck so far. I think it shows a lot about a team that, can go from running a couple of races throughout the year to competing with the best team, I feel like, in the truck series right now. So I was tickled to death, pumped about it tonight. Just wish we could end up in victory lane where the four was. But all in all, great day for sure. Thanks to Chigo for coming on board, and hopefully they'll have a couple more with us.
Good stuff. Thanks, Brandon. Questions for Brandon? Go to
Bob Pockers, ESPN. Just how effective was Bell kind of breaking up your draft so you couldn't get to him?
Yeah, the biggest thing was in the corners right now, just trying to be able to make passes. Every once in a while, he'd take the nose off my air off my nose, and I'd get just a little bit tight behind him and just couldn't actually complete the run right there at the end of the corner. So nothing really hurt me on the straightaways, but the corners is where I was getting affected.
Caleb Whistler, Speedway Digest. How much did the groove widen out after the rain and not after you started running laps on the track?
Right, it was definitely one groove, I feel like, right in the bottom. You needed to be right on the yellow line right there on the very bottom. So I didn't move around at all really during the race. You could run a little bit early on. You could start too wide and be pretty decent right there on the top. But as far as that, nothing really was moving up too much.
Claude Thompson, Cincinnati Enquirer. After 7 cautions, what's your thoughts about running on the Kentucky Speedway after the repavings?
Everything held up pretty good. Tires did very well. Racing wasn't too bad, aside from the cautions. Started out getting a little annoying there towards the end, but it's moved out. I felt like after all the stages got complete, we started running a couple laps there and got some green flag stuff in. So once we got rolling, I felt like I enjoyed it.
Any more questions for Brandon? Go to Chris.
Chris Knight, CatchFence.com. Brandon, what did you think of the restart violation, and did you think your night was killed at that point?
I didn't really know. It was somewhat early on there. We were 7th, I think, at the caution, and last minute they called us outside. So I don't know there. I'll have to go back and watch everything and kind of discuss with everybody. So I haven't seen it. It's kind of hard to tell from my perspective. I can't see all around me there when the caution comes out and don't exactly know where everybody is. But I do know we were riding 7th for, about 4 laps in a caution. So I don't know. I don't really know what the penalty was, but I think we ended up where we needed to be there at the end. I think we were in position.
Anything else for Brandon? All right, before we go to Brandon, let's just introduce our third place finisher today, driver the number 24 Fraternal Order of Eagles Chevrolet, and that's Justin Haley. Justin, this is your career best third place finish. Tell us about your run and the career best finish tonight at Kentucky.
It's late. It's way past my bedtime. But, no, we had a good night. We've been struggling on the mile and a half because I'm pretty new to them. And we've always been on the air of loose on restarts. So we snugged the truck up before the race today, and that way I could be pretty aggressive on restarts, and it paid off. So, we just stayed up there. We had a good strategy, just trying to go for a win there, and had a good night.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin. All right, we'll open it up to both of these gentlemen. We'll go in,
Aaron. Aaron Bearden, Kicking the Tires. Brandon, it's been kind of a difficult season for you in the Xfinity Tour. Is there anything you can garner from a run like this in the Truck Series, maybe some momentum, some positive vibes, anything?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a momentum builder. Even when I, won an ARCA race earlier this year at Michigan, that was a momentum builder. So just running up front, running to contend for wins, that's pretty big for sure. Tomorrow's going to be a whole other game changer, I'm sure. Cars act a lot different than the trucks act. A little bit more competition as well. So there's a lot to throw in there for sure for tomorrow. But I've learned a little bit, I think, today for sure. I take away something every single race, something I've learned, something new every time. So I think I definitely can apply a little bit to tomorrow, restart some stuff there, and where exactly to run on the track since they just repaved it, kind of going in blind.
Kelly, did you have a question? Anything else for Brandon or Justin? Any questions for Justin at all? Okay. Brandon, Justin, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on a great night.